Welcome to Outdoors Radio, brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, on the web at lake-link.com, and by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com. I'm Dan Small, and Judy Nugent is on vacation this week, and joining me in the studio is Jeff Kelm. Jeff, how are you today?
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you've been fishing, I understand.
I have been. I live in Sheboygan, been fishing the piers, and done all right, actually.
Okay.
Went out this last week a couple of times, ended up coming home with a couple of browns, anywhere between 6 and 8 pounds.
Ooh,
and then
okay.
a 9-pound rainbow
on right.
This last weekend.
So. All right. Now, what were you doing to catch them? How'd you do
it? Everything from throwing spoons to letting alewives soak right
okay.
off the bottom.
All right.
It's been real hit or miss back and forth. Some days casting spoons. I've watched everything from a blue and silver Cleo to green and silver Cleo to I caught one of the browns on a blaze orange, just orange spoon. Probably the cheapest spoon in the inventory that I've got.
But they could see it.
Yeah, they could see it. And riverside, lakeside, it's all switches back and forth every day. So, and then soaking the alewives anywhere on the lakeside of the south pier and the north pier have been very good in Sheboygan, at least. So.
Uh-huh. Now, were there a lot of guys doing that?
It was very busy Saturday. It was very busy Friday afternoon into Saturday. Sunday wasn't. We had that wind this last weekend really drove the people off.
Uh-huh.
I toughed it out for a while, but it was hard.
It's hard casting into that, isn't
yes, it?
It
is. Yes,
you
it is.
Throw your bait and it comes back at you?
That was a day you let the stuff soak.
Uh-huh. So. Yeah, okay. Well, good. You know, I was out of Sheboygan last week myself.
Okay. Yeah.
I fished with Dumper Dan. That's the second trip I did this year. Actually, not Dumper himself. He's got five boats in his fleet. And we were out with Captain Mark Staggs and First Mate Jeremy Tice. And this was an event that we sold at the Outdoor Wisconsin Banquet last
year. Good.
Mike Elliott, who buys a trip, either a fishing trip or hunting trip, or one of each, just about every year, he came along and he brought his friend Scott Lester and Scott's son Vince, and a friend I'd never fished with before, Jim Schmitz.
Okay.
And we were out for, got out in the morning, we were out for the normal 5 hours, I guess, and we did not have what I'd call a lot of action, but gosh, we caught 10 fish.
Well, that's better than I caught.
You know, when you're trolling, 13 lines, and, the charter boat, he's been fishing two or three times a day with five boats every day. Yeah. He ought to find fish.
Yeah, he ought to. It's incredible watching all five of those boats roll out of the harbor there.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, and they do a good job, and we did a good show. We got 1 4-year-old king,
okay,
which was probably 12 to 15 pounds, not the 20-pounders that one saw in years past,
sure,
you know, and far from the 30-pounders that they'd catch once in a while. But
sure.
Nice fish, and then actually the ones I like best are the either the rainbows, and we caught some nice rainbows, and some of those 2 and 3-year-old kings.
Sure.
And those are, you know, they're like candy. I mean,
fillet
that little, 22, 24-inch king and broil them. They're just absolutely
sure.
Delicious.
Anything bigger than that, they're good smoked, but the meat, it's got a different flavor to it once it gets that large.
Yeah, and a different texture too. It's often softer and doesn't have that yummy taste.
So. Yep.
Anyway, that's what I've been up to, and we'll be talking to Dumper Dan a little bit later on in the show.
See how he's doing.
Yeah, but you know, we've got a giveaway.
Okay.
And we do a giveaway every week, and this time we're going to give away a certificate, actually 5 certificates for 5-stand sporting clays at Milford Hills Hunt Club.
All right.
Do you ever shoot 5-stand?
I have not.
It's a lot of fun. It's a setup. At Milford, they've got a balcony, and you overlook a deep ravine, and they have 5 or 6 or 7 different traps throwing, each one throws a different bird.
Sure.
And they have 5 positions. That's why they call it 5-stand. And so you stand, you move around just the way you would at trap or skeet with 4 of your buddies.
Yep.
And you shoot 5 birds at each position, and a round of, I think they go around twice for 50 birds. So anyway, so that's the deal. You can win 5 certificates, so you can take you, yourself, and 4 friends to Milford Hills Hunt Club. And to do that, to get in the drawing, you need to call this number, 414-297-7554, and leave your name and phone number, and let us know that you want to enter the drawing for the Milford Hills certificates. Or you can go online and at LakeLink, which is the website where we podcast the show, and that's lake-link.com. Keyword radio or slash radio, and where it says contact Dan, or it might say contact Dan and Judy, give it a click and send us an email and say that you want to enter the drawing for this week's giveaway.
So I suppose doing this show now, I can't answer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yay, you know, stick around. We'll take questions.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we've got some other folks we're going to talk to on this week's show. Dumper Dan for one. We'll also get a fishing report from Gene Dellinger of DNS Bait in Madison.
Okay, you can get a Madison area. Yeah,
yeah, the Madison chain, Mendota, Monona, Wabisa. You know, I always think of that old Beach Boys song.
yeah, down to Kokomo and
exactly,
then
naming
all
Monona,
the islands. And yeah.
Monona, Mendota. Anyway, bad joke. So, and Chris Cantrell of Milford Hills Hunt Club will give us a report on what's coming up at Milford. Okay. We'll also get the Camp Chef Cooking Corner from Cindy Overton of Black Pot Demos. We'll be back with more right after this.
I spent a lot of time in the great outdoors, and I found that nothing cooks better or faster than a Camp Chef modular cooking system. It's great for cooking, grilling, frying, or even smoking. And these heavy-duty kitchens are built to go anywhere. Plus, if your power goes out, they're perfect as an emergency kitchen. Want to make a good thing that much better? Try customizing your Camp Chef kitchen with a complete line of accessories. So if you want high performance from a great portable kitchen, make Camp Chef your choice for great outdoor meals.
Camp Chef's lineup of outdoor cooking gear can help you prepare great meals outdoors anytime, anywhere. Slow smoke ribs in the smoke vault on a lazy afternoon. Get camp meals done fast and tasty with an Explorer stove. And be the envy of every other tailgater at the game using the big gas grill. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors. Now in your neck of the woods at Cabela's, Dick's, Gander Mountain, Lowe's, Mills Fleet Farm, Sportsman's Warehouse, and other fine outdoor retailers. Milford Hills Hunt Club is open year-round with upland bird hunting, sporting clays, shooting instruction, a well-stocked pro shop, and a stunning lodge and banquet facility eager to cater your special event. Milford Hills features state-of-the-art electronic traps in a sporting clays course, elevated five-stand, and oscillating wobble trap. Enjoy open and league shooting Wednesday and Thursday evening and during the day on Saturday and Sunday, or sharpen your skills in a personal lesson or a shooting clinic. Milford Hills Hunt Club's first-class restaurant offers a full menu for lunch and dinner. Let Milford Hills Hunt Club cater your client or corporate outing, fundraiser, wedding, or bachelor party. The groom and best man shoot free at bachelor party outings of 15 or more. Located north of I-94 near Johnson Creek, Milford Hills Hunt Club is Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility. Log on to MilfordHills.com or call 920-699-2249. That's 920-699-2249.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter. Your new Berlin Sportsman's Warehouse is a Wisconsin-owned company that features everyday low pricing with the most knowledgeable staff in the industry. On the rare occasion a local competitor has a lower price, your Sportsman's Warehouse store will do everything they can to meet or beat that price. You'll find the best prices on great brands like Danner, Benelli, Remington, PSE, Browning, St. Croix, Filson, Drake, and many more at Sportsman's Warehouse.
Well, Jeff, it's time for a fishing report, and our fishing report is always brought to you by Mercury Outboards. Mercury, number one on the water, and by Crestliner Boats, available at Heckles Marina. And there is a Heckles Marina in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
All right.
Which is not too far from the Madison Lakes. And, in fact, speaking of the Madison Lakes, we have Gene Dellinger of DNS Bait on the line, and he's on the north shore of Lake Mendota. Gene, how are you today?
I'm good.
Oh, that's good. Say, how is the fishing there? You got some more rain, I know.
Yeah, the lakes are all no wake still, or again. They took it off for a short period of time and put it back on. So it's no lake, no wake everywhere, but the fishing's been pretty good.
Okay.
A little bit of perch action on Lake Mendota, some nice-sized bluegills. Lake Monona's producing a lot of bluegills, a lot of smaller fish, but a lot of fish. Lake Wabisa is producing some decent-sized bluegills, a little less in number, but plenty. And the musky action's been fair on Lake Wabisa, Monona, and Wingra. Other than that, the smallmouth have been a little tight-lipped here lately, but they're still getting some of them out on Lake Mendota.
Okay.
Now, the bluegills, are they in shallow, or are they out, they migrated to that
They've
suspended?
Moved out into deeper water.
Yeah, okay.
There are fish on the deep weed edges, but there's a lot of fish also that are suspending out to, on Monona, and we've been getting out to about 40 feet of water.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have fished that, it's been years, but I fished that with Joe Puccio years ago when he was showing me his deep water technique, and we caught bluegills, maybe 12 feet down.
Mm-hmm.
Over mud bottom using little tiny baits, and I imagine that still works.
Oh, yeah, still works. We use any number of things that work when the fish are biting, and generally the fish in the top of the water column, or meaning those fish that are less than 15 feet down,
mm-hmm.
are generally pretty active. So sometimes if there's not much wind and you're not drifting very fast at all, the action can be slow, or if you're drifting too fast, it can be difficult. But if you've got a nice little 10-mile-an-hour wind, and the boat's drifting along pretty good, you'll do real well.
All right. How about the perch?
Perch on Lake Mendota right now, generally the action, best action or most consistent theme seems to be the weed lines, deeper
okay.
weed edges, 12, 14, 15 feet of water. There are some catches occasionally out in 20 to 25 feet of water, but I think the water just hasn't warmed up enough yet to chase those fish out of the weeds. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what are they catching them on?
A variety of baits. Definitely Helger mites are always a good choice for perch, especially here in the Madison Lakes. And then spikes, or some guys like to use a piece of nightcrawler or waxworms. They all can produce at times.
Okay. How about those muskies?
Jeepers, every time you ask somebody, it's something different.
Uh-huh.
You know? Seem to be on the deeper weed edges unless it really hasn't gotten hot enough. The water hasn't gotten hot enough where any of the shallower springs have been very consistent, so they still seem to be out on a deeper weed edges. We have been having some musky action actually while we're drifting for bluegills, where they chase the bluegills back up to the boat out in some of that deeper water. So I don't know if some of the guys that got out there and troll some bigger crankbaits might have a little luck doing that too.
So you think they're suspending under the panfish?
Well, I'm sure a percentage of them are.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you said smallies are doing all right too.
Yeah, on Lake Mendota. Out to about 18 to 20, 22 feet of water, on the rocks generally, on the bars, Dunn's Bar, Brearley Bar, and again over by Picnic Point and Second Point can all be good.
Okay.
Yeah, but everything's slow, no wake yet, correct?
Everything is slow and no wake, yeah. Makes Lake Mendota even a bigger lake when you're out there.
Yeah, I suppose, but I imagine that it actually makes for better fishing if you get to a spot you want to work.
It does. It does, and it makes less competition, too,
mm-hmm.
you know, for those areas.
Yeah. It'll turn us into deliberate fishermen like our grandfathers were, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, Gene, if folks want a fishing report, I know you've got one on your main telephone number, right?
Yes. Yeah, if they want to call it direct, it's 608-24-BEEPER. It spells Big Fish. 244-3474, I believe it is.
Okay. And your website?
Is dsbait.com.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll catch up with you later in the summer and see how things are going, but thanks a lot for that report.
You betcha.
And good luck. I hope you guys get out of that slow no wake eventually there, and I hope things settle down if the rain just decides that we've had enough. You know, we've had our share this year.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Especially in this part of the state.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, well, thank you.
You bet. That fishing report was brought to you by Mercury Outboards, Mercury number one on the water, and by Crestliner Boats, available at Heckles Marina.
So, Dan, what's on Outdoor Wisconsin this next week?
Well, Jeff, next week I'll be spring turkey hunting with Troy Petrovsky of Drop Dead Decoys, and it's an exciting hunt. You'll learn more about that when you see the show. And Debbie Wolniak attends a sailing regatta at Cedar Lake Yacht Club. And Cindy Overton is cooking cowboy beans at Westward Ho Campground.
Mm.
In fact, Cindy will be on the show a little later, as we mentioned before. But there are lots of events coming up this week, aren't there?
Yeah, there is. New Berlin Sportsman's Warehouse. On Thursday, July 24th, there's a GPS seminar. It starts at 6:30 p.m. You get to learn all the functions of your own GPS system.
Yeah, I could use that.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, the first time I bought a GPS, I had no idea what I was doing. And then coming up Saturday, August 2nd, And August 3rd, Basic Fishing Seminar open to all ages. How to tie knots, fish with lures, live bait, rig plastics, and more. Saturday is the workshop. That begins at 1 p.m. And then Sunday, the workshop begins at 9:30 a.m. at Greenfield Park, actually, to give your fishing lessons an actual try. Plus, lunch will be provided.
So. Hey, that sounds like a great event.
You can get all the upcoming events at New Berlin Sportsman's Warehouse at their phone number, 262-641-2000, or visit their website, www.sportsmanswarehouse.com.
And the Rough Grouse Society has a Youth Day in Chicago on Sunday, July 20th, and in Kalamazoo, Michigan, a dog training seminar next Saturday, July 26th. And in Petoskey, Michigan, there's a banquet on Sunday, August 3rd. For details on these and other upcoming events, log on to ruffedgrousesociety.org and click on the drop-down menu Membership Information and then on Banquets and Events. And Milford Hills Hunt Club has lots of good things coming up. The Wisconsin Waterfowl Association Waterfowl Skills Day is Sunday, July 20th at 9 a.m. And there is space available, and you need to call 262-567-1300 to register. The Outdoor Wisconsin Family Day is coming up Sunday, August 17th. And for more information on these events and more, you can call 920-699-2249 or log on to milfordhills.com.
Wisconsin Traditional Archers State Shoot at Racine Instinctive Bowman is both days this weekend, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. You get a chance to shoot at 3D targets, and if you want some more information, you contact Shane Hill at 262-639-7236. Also, a warning from the DNR wardens, use extreme caution when boating on the Wisconsin River between Lake Delton and the Columbia Power Plant. There's a lot of debris from the homes that were destroyed when Lake Delton washed out last month. Some is still floating, much of it submerged just below the surface, like an iceberg, actually. Wardens have documented at least 80 piles of debris, some as large as a section of a roof. These may break up and float downstream at any time. Efforts to remove the debris are underway, but slow, no-wake boating is recommended for this area. Photographs of debris in the river are available in photo gallery at dnr.wi.gov. Click on Flood Alert.
And that sounds like a place you'd want to avoid in a boat.
Yeah,
right,
you're better off just avoiding the whole area.
Absolutely, until they get that cleaned up. Here's another warning. We've read this a number of times, but it's still pertinent. If you are camping, you should know that the emerald ash borer and other pests can be spread by firewood. It is illegal to bring firewood from more than 50 miles away into any managed state property, and that includes state parks and forests. Buy your firewood locally, or it'll be confiscated at the park entrance. And it's also illegal to transport firewood out of the states of Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Anyone moving firewood out of these states is subject to a federal fine of $1,000. Serious business. We want to help prevent the spread of those pests.
Yep, but you're better off just buying the firewood.
Absolutely. Just buy it right there at the campground or a mile or so away. And there are a couple of permit application deadlines coming up you don't want to forget. August 1st, for both of these, the fall turkey deadline and sharptail grouse deadlines.
I got to get that stuff in, yeah.
Absolutely. I usually remember. There have been years when I've forgotten.
Yep.
And one more event we want to mention. I'm actually going to be fishing in this one. This is a Thursday's Child Bass Invitational, the 13th annual. It's Saturday, August 2nd on Lake Wisconsin at Beck's on the Water. And it is a charity event that's that benefits Thursday's Child, which helps children with extreme illnesses. And, in fact, in the last 12 years, they've raised almost $200,000 at
wow.
this event. Yeah. And Marshall Erdman of Madison is going to sponsor a team, and I'm going to be on that team.
Excellent.
And I'm going to be fishing with Ben Hobbins of the Ironclads Lures.
Well, there you go. The secret weapon.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to give them to everybody, so it won't be secret. You know, that's part of the deal. Ben wants to get the word
sure.
out. And we also, on our team, will have Drew and Derek Fredrickson of the UW-Madison fishing team.
That's incredible. I never knew they had a fishing
team.
Oh,
yeah, they do. And these guys are good. They won the Big Ten Bass Tournament.
I really should have got my GPA up back in high school, huh?
Yeah. And we're going to have a couple other guys on our team, Dan Steele and Steve Klobuchar. And I might even have a couple of ringers from the DNR fishing with us.
Oh, all right.
Anyway.
That doesn't sound fair.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a tournament, and it's all for charity, so.
It's all good.
Yeah. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah, I'm going to miss her all the days. I've got a bite. All right.
This next segment is brought to you by Midwestern Shooters Supply on the web at mwshooters.com. And, Jeff, we've got Ken Shepper on the line. He is a sales associate at Midwestern Shooters Supply. And, Ken, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Say, we understand you know a lot about reloading.
Well, enough to get in trouble, Dan. I've been doing it a long time.
Okay. And I guess one question that comes to mind, and that I'm sure some listeners have, is why should I bother reloading when ammunition isn't all that expensive?
Well, there's several reasons. There is some money savings, especially in shotgun. If you like to shoot the premium Remington and Winchester shells, there's probably a 30% savings by reloading your own.
Okay.
If you take the promo shells, there's probably a break-even point.
Mm-hmm.
And in metallic, there's 30-40%, probably 40% metallic. And there's a savings, but you got to shoot a lot to pay for your equipment. The biggest thing in metallic is precision. You get that minute of angle, sub-minute of angle group over and over and pick the right bullet for the target you want to shoot. And there's a big benefit, and plus the pride of loading your own stuff and making it work.
Uh-huh. Now, let's start with shotgun. Talk about that first.
Mm-hmm.
You say if you shoot the premium ammo, you can really save money reloading. Is there an advantage to shooting that kind of ammo if you're just an everyday shooter?
Well, so much of shooting is psychological. If it makes you feel good, you will do better.
Mm-hmm.
And given that STS Remington AA Winchester's been around so long and so many good scores been shot, guys really like it. I think it's a bit more reliable. When I see customers in the store, you know, they don't say they had a misfire, so everything works.
Mm-hmm. How about hunting ammo for
hunting
shotgun?
Ammo, you know, again, that would be more of a feel good. You gotta like to do it and make it work for yourself, because you just don't shoot that many rounds hunting.
Yeah. Well, I do. I, you know, a lot of times the birds they keep flying, so I got to keep shooting at them, you know.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll give you some lessons, Dan.
That wouldn't hurt. Okay. So for shotgun shooting, if you're a target shooter and a serious shooter, that's when it would make sense.
Clay.
Yeah.
It'll pay for you.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's talk about metallic. Now, that's rifle and pistol.
Yes.
And you said that precision is a real important thing here.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
Well, that small minute of angle group, shooting less than a one-inch group at 100 yards.
Okay,
that's kind of the measure for precision ammunition.
Okay, and a minute of angle is just that, right? One inch at 100 yards.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Okay. How does factory ammo do compared to hand loads or reloads?
Well, some of it's really good, and these days you have a huge variety of premium ammunition, and a lot of it works real well. But if you're a real serious shooter, like I am,
mm-hmm.
then the only thing that works is just to make your own, get that dime-sized group at 100 yards, bring the target in here, and show my friends and customers.
Okay. Now, you're talking primarily target shooting, right? I mean, a deer hunter in Wisconsin, does he really need minute of angle accuracy?
No, he doesn't. I do a couple prairie dog trips a year, and there I need it.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to hunt out west, where you could shoot 300, maybe 400 yards, then it's going to help you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was actually shooting prairie dogs in North Dakota a couple weeks ago, and with a new Ruger, I think I was shooting a Model 77 Mark II in 204.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah, well, I took what the other guys in the group didn't grab,
mm-hmm.
and we were shooting Hornady bullets, I think 40 grain. They had like a little plastic tip on them, and I shot about 50% out to 270 yards. Most of the shots were closer, but I did actually hit a couple out at that distance.
Yeah, well, and that's the way it works. You know, 200 yards or less, you should get 9 out of 10 after that. And depending on the weather and your experience, starts tapering off a little bit.
Yeah, okay. And for, let's say, for silhouette shooting, is it helpful for that?
Yes, in that, you know, you're loading something that's going to function well in your gun. You're not going to have a jam. You know that. You resize the bullet or partially size it for your particular firearm, and it's going to work best that way. Accuracy and silhouette, boy, that's really, really up to the shooter. Their ranges aren't extreme, but you will know that if you miss, it isn't the ammunition.
Uh-huh, okay. Yeah, and you're not really precision shooting the way you are at paper targets. You need to hit the thing and knock it over.
That's it.
And you can hit it in the foot, the head, the horn, or wherever.
As long as you knock it over. Then you need the right kind of bullet that'll hit hard enough and cause that silhouette target to tip over.
Yeah. Well, how about pistol then?
Well, most of the pistol that we see loaded here, and I do myself, is target ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot up in our range. I also load my own for some cowboy action.
Okay.
I do. Very low-power subsonic, because, again, there the accuracy isn't all that important, but the recoil, low recoil, is important, so you can squeeze that shot off and get on the next target quickly.
Mm-hmm. That cowboy action is a lot of fun. Have you ever shot that, Jeff?
I have not.
I've done it a couple times.
I've seen it done. It looks interesting enough to try. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. Everybody dresses up. You meet all kinds of people there, and from all levels of society, it's a ball.
Now, when we were kids, we all used to play cowboys, and we'd shoot out at the OK Corral and all that, and it seems to me that the adults who do this just... I don't want to say they haven't grown out of that phase, but they're like kids having fun, you know.
It's fair to say that about me. I haven't grown out of that stage.
Uh-huh. So if someone wanted to get started reloading, let's say shotgun again, what would it cost to get into the equipment that would do
a decent job? Start in the reloaders we sell here for a couple $100.
Uh-huh.
And that'll load you, I think once you get started, I think it'll load 4 or 5 boxes an hour.
Ooh.
Then you need the components beside.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple $100 get you the loading press and the other stuff you need. After that, the wads, the primers. And we can help you with that when you come here, depending on what the use is and your experience level. You know, we'll go through some recipes and make recommendations, and you decide. Go ahead and do it.
Okay. And how about rifle? Same thing?
Well, rifle is going to cost you a little more,
and
it goes slower. It's a lot more precision because the end product is more precision. Many more steps to do in a rifle, and a lot more studying. When a customer comes in to start shoot, to start loading metallic, the first thing I recommend is buy a book and read it.
Mm-hmm.
Write down some questions and come on back, and let's get together on it.
Okay. Do you do classes in reloading?
We don't, Dan.
Okay.
We could, though.
Uh-huh.
We had customers that requested it, we'd certainly be happy to do it.
Okay. But you can help a customer figure out how to get started so he doesn't make a mistake and he ends up with something he can use.
Yes. Be happy to do that. And it's something we do regularly here.
Now, having bought some ammo around the first of the year, I know that ammo prices went up at least once, maybe twice this past winter.
Yeah. It's gone up quite a bit.
Do you think that's going to continue?
Boy, I wish I knew. I'd say yes. You know, so many of the world's nations are emerging, and there's a demand for commodities, and I think that's what's going to happen.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, you've given us some good reasons to get into reloading, and I hope people will take that advice and come on down and talk to you.
I hope so, too. Thanks a lot, Dan.
You bet. Thank you, Ken.
See ya.
You bet.
Bye.
That was Ken Shepper, sales associate at Midwestern Shooter Supply, and this segment was brought to you by Midwestern Shooter Supply on the web at mwshooters.com.
Do you care enough to buy the best equipment? Unfortunately, what's desirable to you is desirable to thieves, too.
Introducing DuraSafe's trolling motor lock that fits all Minn Kota transom mount trolling motors.
It eliminates the hassle of removing and reattaching your motor whenever you pull into shore or while you sleep.
Visit DuraSafeLocks.com today to learn more about the DuraSafe Trolling Motor Lock, inexpensive, lightweight protection for your valuable investment.
That's DuraSafeLocks.com.
Available now in stores and dealers near you, Ironclad Soft Bait Brands, as seen and demonstrated around the U.S. at major trade shows, Ironclad Soft Baits are taking the sport fishing industry by storm.
Discover why Bassmaster Magazine lists Ironclad's a hot lure buy for 08, and why Ironclad's won the overall Best in Show Award at the Chicagoland Outdoor Show.
Take it from 2007 Co-Angler of the Year in the American Bass Anglers Grand Slam Series, Billy Applin.
Ironclad baits, they give me that competitive edge, win tournaments day in and day out.
Discover why nearly indestructible Ironclads are ushering in the soft bait revolution.
Or take it from Thomas Jones, 2007 National Champion of the American Bass Anglers Fishing Tour.
Yeah, I've caught 16 bass on one Ironclad lure in 3 hours.
Anglers, ask for Ironclad Soft Bait Brands at stores and dealers near you.
Available online at buyironclads.com or call toll-free 877-513-3535.
Milford Hills Hunt Club near Johnson Creek features Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility and much more. Milford Hills is open to the public Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday for Sporting Clays shooting and fine dining in a first-class lodge restaurant. Let Milford Hills Hunt Club cater your client or corporate outing, fundraiser, wedding, or bachelor party. On the web at milfordhills.com or call 920-699-2249. That's 920-699-2249.
This next segment is brought to you by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com. And Chris Cantrell is joining us today. Chris is the Sporting Clays and Field Manager at Milford Hills. Chris, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
Wonderful.
Now, you've got some events coming up. We've talked about a couple of those, but why don't you give us some more detail on the event for Saturday the 19th, and for a lot of listeners, that's today.
Yeah, we have the 19th annual, so it's been going on for a while, Wisconsin Chapter Safari Club International Sporting Clay Shoot. This is the first year it's at Milford Hills, so we're trying to make it bigger and better than ever, and hopefully we get a great turnout.
What are the hours for that?
Registration opens at 11, lunch shortly after. Shooting starts at 1 o'clock. That would be the Sporting Clays, and then we have some fun shooting games afterwards. Some team flurries and some five stand, and just going to be a great day.
Team flurries are fun. You've got to coordinate who's going to shoot which bird, and usually, I take the one on the right, my partner takes the one on the left, and the one in the middle, that one gets away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that happens a lot. It does get a little confusing, but it's a lot of fun. It's fast and furious, and probably, to me, it's one of the funnest sporting clays games because there's not much time to think, and you just load and shoot.
Okay. And folks can still get in on that, even if they hear this at 6 or 7 in the morning, right?
Absolutely. You can still sign up. You can go on milfordhills.com and get all the info. You can show up the day of. It's $85 for a round of 100 sporting clays. That includes lunch and dinner. If you wanted to just shoot, it's $60. We have a first-time ladies special. That's $45, and that includes food. And then 16 and under shoots for only $25.
Ooh,
so bring the whole family.
That lady's first time, I think my fiance would like that. She's never shot the clays before. She's shot my 20 gauge and the 30-30 and things like that. She likes it, but she's never done the clays before. I think she'd like doing that.
Well, you better hop in the car and head out there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, and the course is not going to be set up really tough. It's going to be great for beginners, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. And then Sunday, the 20th, you've got something called Waterfowl Skills Day. What's that all about?
This is the second time we've done this. A gentleman by the name of Mark Kakish, which helps us out at the club some. He's with the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association.
And he's a former state champion caller, I know.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. Great guy. Guy knows how to blow a call. We put on one last year. Got rained out, but we stayed inside and still did the class. Starts at 9 o'clock, goes all the way through 4, lunch is included. It's free to participants. All you got to do is just let us know that you're coming. RSVP, you can do that at Milford Hills or go on the website and do it. Covers everything from bird identification to how to blow a duck and goose call.
All right. That identification is so important, both in helping you know what you've got in hand and also helping you pick your shots, because you can't shoot a hen, too many hen mallards, and there are other restrictions as well.
Absolutely. There's a lot of restrictions, so you need to know what you're shooting at.
Okay, and then, of course, the Outdoor Wisconsin Family Adventure Day, I'm calling it, is August 17th. That's a Sunday, and I know you're going to be there, right?
Absolutely.
And I'll be there, and we've got a lot of folks coming in. I think the folks from Heckles and Sun Prairie are going to bring some boats, and I know the folks at Action Power Sports are bringing some ATVs, and my friend Brad Karstad from Sheboygan Falls is bringing a couple of his hydrojet-powered canoes and duck skiffs, and he's going to churn up the water on some of your fish ponds there.
And that'll be great. I know we've got the gentleman from Forge Bows is going to be here.
Oh, yeah.
He has some awesome bows, so you'll be able to do a little shooting at some 3D targets.
And I think he's got some long-range, whatever he calls it, challenge shooting there,
too. I heard something about a 100-yard shot. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see about that.
That's the mortar shot with a bow.
That's right. And we have Bruce Howerson, I know, coming. He's a dog trainer. It's a guy we send a lot of our labs to. He'll be doing some demonstrations, and he does an amazing job with the labs.
Yeah, well, great. I'm looking forward to that. And folks are going to be coming out there. I think it starts at 10 and runs till, what, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock.
Yep.
And you can come out and you can get your tickets. You know, we'll get you signed up, and we look forward to that day. That's going to be a great day.
Yeah, we are looking forward to it, too. And that, of course, is a fundraiser for Outdoor Wisconsin, my TV show. And folks can get tickets at mptvfriends.org, or they can learn more by going to the milfordhills.com website.
Correct.
And they can learn about any of these events that we've talked about on your website, or by calling you folks at 920-699-2249. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks a lot for talking with us, and we will be getting back to you real soon.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Thank you.
You bet. That was Chris Cantrell, Sporting Clays and Field Manager at Milford Hills Hunt Club, and this segment was brought to you by Milford Hills, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com. All right. Well, Jeff, let's get a Sheboygan area Lake Michigan fishing report from our good friend Dumper Dan Welch of Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters in Sheboygan. And I think we got him on the line. I hear guys in the background there. Dan, are you out on the water?
Yes, we are. We're out on the water this afternoon. In fact, Dan, we just put a king salmon in the net about 2 seconds ago.
Oh, okay. Well, so how is the fishing?
Fishing's been pretty good. As weather stays consistent, the fishing's been consistent. Today was a gorgeous day in Lake Michigan, calm seas, 80 degrees, rainbow action and king salmon action, rainbow trout action and king salmon action's been pretty good off Sheboygan.
Good. Now, when I was out with you last Friday, we did pretty well. We didn't break any records, but we had pretty steady action. I think we caught 10 fish, mixed bag of kings and rainbows, and that's what you've been catching, huh?
Yeah, it's been a good variety, and just like you witnessed when you were out with us last week here, fishing's been up and down just because of the cold temperatures that we've been witnessing here in the Midwest and Wisconsin, but lake temperatures are also cold because of the air temperatures. Right now I'm reading 45 degrees on the surface, and for July that's about 15 degrees colder than normal. But the fishing's still been pretty good, even with the cold water and the cold air temperatures.
Now they were saying, guides from inland and northern Wisconsin were saying things are about 2 weeks behind up there. Is stuff behind the normal pattern down here in Lake Michigan as well?
Yeah, it's behind as far as, you know, consistency goes. I mean, we're catching nice fish. I mean, this morning we had a really awesome catch of some nice kings. We had about 200 pounds of fish on just the boat I ran alone of my five boats, and everybody else did as well. So, I mean, consistently it's up and down from day to day just because of that cold temperatures. But I've been hearing the same thing from northern Wisconsin to western Wisconsin, that everybody's kind of behind as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you been fishing out? We were in about 50 feet when we fished with you. Is that where you've been?
Yeah, I'm in right now. I'm actually in 58 feet of water off Sheboygan, north of town here off North Point. And there's a good batch of kings here, 4-year-olds we've been catching. on and off throughout the week here now in that water depth. They're feeding on bait fish that are in here. We're marking some alewife and shad, which is a good sign. We did have yesterday our biggest king salmon of the year so far here at Dumper Dan Charters, which was 24 pounds.
Ooh, okay.
So that was a nice fish. But as far as sizes, it's been varying anywhere from 5, 6, 7 pound salmon up to as large as that 24 pounder. So just all across the board on sizes.
Okay. What are they hitting?
To be honest with you, the bigger kings have been coming on plugs. J plugs have been better for the bigger salmon. Rainbow and smaller 2 and 3 year old kings have been coming on spoons. Flasher flies have been a real hit and miss. Last year, as you know too, Dana, flasher flies are very good for kings, but it's been real up and down on the flasher fly combinations this year, and I think that has a lot to do with the water temperatures being
mm-hmm.
cold.
Mm-hmm. Are you finding the fish are hungry and hitting willingly because there's less bait, or can't you tell?
Yeah, they're fighting very good. I mean, king salmon, as you know, too, in cold water fight very good. I mean, it's hard to beat, you know, that kind of fight in cold water on a, you know, 15 or 20-pound salmon. I mean,
yeah.
They fight hard and they hit aggressively. So, I mean, that's real enjoyable, you know, that way. And the bait, I mean, there's enough bait around. The fish look very healthy and in good shape, you know. So, I mean, it's fun. It's fun catching them. I think it would be a little more consistent if we had, you know, our normal 55 to 60 degree water temperatures for this time of year.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll get that as the months, you know, work their way towards September. Save, you got any openings?
Actually, yeah, we're pretty full right now.
Filled
solid to about the third week of August, and we're right now with 5 boats here out of Sheboygan, we're averaging about 80 trips a week. But we do have openings late August all the way through October, so call ahead of time and try and get something in with us as quick as you can if you're looking to fish.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dan. I'll let you get back to work there because I know you got to pull lines and get ready for your next trip, I guess. And
you bet.
We'll be calling you again.
You bet. Thanks for the call. Have a good day.
Thanks, Dan. That was Dumper Dan Welsh of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters out of Sheboygan, and you can reach him on the web at dumperdan.com, or you can call 920-457-2940 to book a trip.
LakeLink, the hottest website in the great outdoors, just keeps getting better and better.
Log on and get all the latest fishing reports posted by fishermen just like you. Check out LakeLink's hunting forums, great recipes, product reviews, moon charts, pros pointers, and weather center.
LakeLink has been providing up-to-the-minute hunting and fishing reports for over 10 years.
As a member of LakeLink, you'll have access to lake maps that you can customize. You can add rock bars, weed lines, and other structure not shown on printed maps. And LakeLink will put GPS coordinates on your map to mark your spots.
You can also sell your used fishing gear at the online trading post and have fishing reports sent directly to your computer.
The LakeLink Advantage program offers discounts to LakeLink members at outdoor establishments throughout Wisconsin and beyond.
You can also catch us, Dan and Judy, on the LakeLink radio page. That's lake-link.com, keyword radio. Listen to this week's show or catch any of our past shows and send us your ideas or enter our weekly drawings for great giveaways. All on the Lake Link.com, keyword radio.
Midwestern Shooters Supply is the place to go for bargain prices on all your hunting, shooting, reloading, dog training, and fishing supplies. Located at the southeast corners of Highway 41 and 67 in La Mira, Midwestern Shooters Supply also has an indoor pistol range and a fantastic display of wildlife mounts from deer to grizzly bears. Stop in and save on dozens of items. Flicker shads were $2.99, now only $2. Save 20% on all fishing rods in stock. Mention this ad and save 10% on all hard baits. Buy a new bow and save 10% on accessories. And right now, there's a closeout sale going on all Under Armour clothing. Make Midwestern Shooters Supply your choice for savings and great selections on all your outdoor gear. Stop in today or shop online at mwshooters.com or call 920-269-4995. That's 920-269-4995.
Hey, Judy, want to pull into shore and get some lunch?
I don't know. I hate to leave the boat sitting here with all these expensive electronics on board.
Not a problem. Look, I've got a universal electronics lock from DuraSafe. It's a tough little inexpensive way to stop electronics thieves dead in the water.
That sounds cool. Hey, if you like that idea and want to know more, visit DuraSafeLocks.com today and check out the universal electronics lock.
That's DuraSafeLocks.com.
Gonna kick out the shoes and run.
grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the well, going to visit old friends to feed my soul. With a blacktop in.
Well, Jeff, it's time for one of my favorite segments of the show.
Is this the part where you get real hungry?
Exactly. At the end of the show, you know, you're getting hungry, and we have the Camp Chef Cooking Corner brought to us by Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors. And our outdoor cook is none other than Cindy Overton of Black Pot Demos. Cindy, how are you today?
Oh, very good, very good.
Oh, that's great. And Jeff and I are both hungry. What have you got for us?
Well, you know, how about something really, really simple this week?
Okay.
Pie iron burritos.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Pudgy pie irons.
Okay, and a pie iron, for people who have no clue what that is, tell us, what is that?
Well, you can get them either cast iron or cast aluminum, and usually put two slices of bread in them, and you're filling in the middle and hold it over the fire, and it roasts your little sandwich.
Oh, okay.
So it's on a nice long handle to roast the sandwich. Cast iron ones are better, but Camp Chef sells both of them, cast iron and cast aluminum.
Okay. Can you do it with a taco, or do you have to use bread?
No, we're going to use tortilla shells.
Okay, that's what I mean, tortilla shells.
Yeah, use the nice, small, the smaller size tortilla shells, the soft shells, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put one on each side of the pie iron, fill it with taco meat and shredded cheese.
Okay.
Simple as that. Close it up, hold it over the fire about 5 minutes each side, and it seals nice and crispy. And it's a pie iron burrito.
Huh.
And, you know, if you want to add beans or olives or onions or anything like that, you know, let your imagination run wild with this.
All of the above works for me.
You bet. Me too.
And that sounds really good.
Yeah.
And very easy, actually.
Yeah,
Most people look at those and they think you can only do them with bread, and a lot of people think the only thing they remember with pie irons or pudgy pies is like pie filling and bread.
Uh-huh.
And forget that you can do all sorts of stuff with that.
Well, good. All right. And now, where are you going to be cooking with your pie irons this weekend and for the next few days?
Well, for up until the 27th, we're at Timberlake Resort in Mount Carroll, Illinois.
Okay. And what are you doing down there?
Well, they have their dinner theater, and we're doing the dinner part of the dinner theater.
Okay. No acting, huh?
No acting.
Okay.
I cook, I don't act.
Yeah. Well, some people would disagree with you on that, but I'll let them judge for themselves. Okay. Well, Cindy, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us.
You betcha. And we will send folks to your website, which is blackpotdemos.com, right?
That's the one.
And they can find out your schedule and learn where they can get recipes and all that kind of good stuff.
Yep, because we'll be back in the States and working every single weekend up into October. So come and find us somewhere.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Cindy.
Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
You betcha. That was Cindy Overton of Black Pot Demos, and that was the Camp Chef Cooking Corner, brought to you by Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors. Well, Jeff, we're just about out of time for today, so time to say goodbye.
Time to go make some burritos.
Yeah, that sounded good. Make some burritos and head for Milford Hills, head for the hills, so to speak.
There we go.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Outdoors Radio, and I'm Dan Small, and with me this week is Jeff Kelm.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
You bet. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for making it all work. I think we've got a show that will work today. This week, the show was brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, on the web at lake-link.com, and by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com. Join us again next week.
Swallows the moose's nose, and a heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries blubber in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry coffee can, honey. I'll be